Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and I want to thank you for spending 1 hour of your Christmas weekend with me. My name is Gilbert Sines. I'm coming straight from Orlando, Florida. I never had it so good, Sports Media Network, and we're taking 1 hour of spiritual spoken word on this beautiful Christmas weekend. And speaking of Christmas, Christmas time is a time of unity, a time our family, we all come together, and this Christmas, I wrote a poem called My Christmas Poem, and I can only read it once a year. So tonight would definitely be a fitting occasion to start the show off with it. And it's called My Christmas Poem. Merry Christmas to you, everybody, and I hope you enjoy the poem. I hear the Christmas bells ringing at night, the Christmas lights shining so bright, the beautiful sight of seeing families unite. This is when the smell of Christmas tree fills the air. Peace and happiness is what we all share. It's that time of year that we appreciate and wait to see what fate we can create. My Christmas poem runs pretty deep because I can't sleep. It's Christmas and New Year's all within a week. Soon we leave behind all of our sinning. A new year means a brand new beginning. Christmas is the time families come together, creating memories that will drift in time forever. Jesus Christ was born and died for every sin. And this night signifies when it did happen. Therefore, we have a celebration because of him. It's a wonderful world that we live in. He lived a life so divine. His spirit flows freely during Christmas time. To the mistletoe, to drinking eggnog, to Santa's sleigh flying in the cold dark fog. All the children are happy as laughter fills the air. Happiness and excitement sprinkle around everywhere. My Christmas poem represents the beautiful life of a human being. My Christmas poem, appreciating everyone and everything. It's Christmas Eve, and the feeling is light, with so much excitement in the air tonight. There is something about Christmas, time of year, a peaceful atmosphere, just waiting for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to appear. We tell our kids tales about a man named St. Nick. And then when it gets passed down a generation, a new torch is lit. When I look up at the beautiful sky tonight, I search for a small red light. Christmas is that time of year where all our harsh feelings and anger disappear. The future is still ours to create, And soon, New Year's Eve will await. Another year that has gone by so fast. And eventually soon, another Christmas will eventually pass. On this Christmas night, the Holy Spirit's light shine bright down on earth to bring us Jesus' birth. This night we stay up late as we anticipate and wait to celebrate this special date. My first Christmas poem has so much to say, but in a few hours, it will be Christmas Day with so many presents under the tree. This is a time for family and unity. Christmas is a tradition that is here to stay. Like Christ in Christmas, it will never go away. And before we go to a break, I want to take us out to a love song real quick, and we're going to go to another poem, then a break. This song is for all the single ladies out there on this Christmas, on this cold Christmas time, and it's called Looking for Love. The beauty that I see in her is so real. It makes me feel that I'm made out of steel. Her beauty alone takes my breath away. That sparkle in her eyes warms up my day. I give her a hug and feel her heartbeat. The warmth of her spirit knocks me off my feet. Like flowers in the afternoon as she begins to bloom, I'm so attracted to her whenever she's in the room. Her touch is so intense. My heart can't stand the suspense. All my emotions just make no sense. There goes the rain again, falling upon this earth. I can appreciate all of her beauty and everything she's worth. I would cherish her heart. I would appreciate her soul. My passion for her burns out of control. Her body I would worship from head to toe. And together we could both spiritually grow. Like a tree standing strong in the middle of the rain. Just looking to her eyes takes away all my pain. Together through God, we're both one in the same. She is the medicine for my heart, the healer of my soul. Falling in love with her, I cannot control. My entire life, I felt fear and rejected. Being with her, as my heart becomes resurrected, she has injected my soul with nothing but love. Her beauty is something that I always think of. She is like an angel sent from up above, with such a beautiful spirit just made out of love. When she is around, my heart starts to dance. Her beautiful blue eyes put me in a trance. I've been through a lot, but what I say is true. I'm so sorry, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head. Poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poets use words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we made along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm in the Buick.
I don't see a Buick. Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up, all you business owners and entrepreneurs out there? I'm talking to you. If you want to take your product or your service to the next level, give me a call. I can help you get word of mouth out there through advertising. Just give us a call. Check us out. Our website is www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com. Or you can give us a call. Our number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, 866-543-1875, extension 700. And if you want to take your business or product to the next level, you know, you need advertisement, you need word of mouth, you need people to know that your business exists, and we can help you out with that. Be part of our advertising network. There's other big name advertisers out there that advertise with our network, so be a part of that. And we'll be back with more show right after this. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but it's so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it. Love it.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
A flash bulb that highlights the images of man being human through words. This is the basic elements that all poems share. Poems capture the feelings and emotions of the moment. Some poems take you away to a different world where no boundaries exist. This life has many dimensions, and some of my poems tap into those dimensions ingrained deep within ourselves. In my poems, I describe different dimensions of consciousness. Every one of my poems tells a story, and every word is carefully created to portray that image of consciousness through the perspective of me. I identify myself as a poet because I write poems, and through them tell stories buried away deep in my head as I pull them out of my consciousness through my words. My name is Gilbert Sines, and I want to thank everybody. If this is your first time tuning in, Merry Christmas, and thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. Basically, this poem is a biography about myself, and this poem is called, this poem is Gilbert Sines. Gilbert Sines is an old soul that is finally free. When I found God after searching for eternity. My name is Gilbert, but you can call me Gil. And my emotions spill for being real, writing down exactly how I feel. Growing up and constantly moving was very hard because my dad was a member in the Coast Guard. My mother has been a teacher before I entered this life. She's been working with kids before she became my father's wife. I look back at all she had to sacrifice in order to make a difference in my life. I have two sisters, and we are all 1 year apart. They were in my life from the very start. My entire life, I have had to turn darkness into light as I continue to fight. And at the end of my road lies the Holy Spirit's light. My belief in God, I hold tight, and his words I write down. I never gave up and turned my life around. Who is Gilbert Sines is no longer a mystery. God gave me the gift to write my way into history, and through my words I achieved victory. Gilbert Sines is an old soul that had to pay a heavy price by struggling every day of my life. Gilbert Sines is a humble fellow with a temperament that is mellow, not getting caught up in all this world's insanity, doing my best to preserve humanity. I always remember that God is the solution, and I never get caught up in all this earth's pollution. Gilbert Sines is a man with a vision. As my entire life, I have been digging out of a hole. Before finding God, I was just one lost, wounded soul, losing many battles, but managed to win the war. God provided me with a strength that I never had before. Gilbert Sines, at one time, went face to face with the devil, and I encountered demons on a spiritual level. My life was just going around in a negative cycle, but I always had protection from my guardian angel, St. Michael. I have my issues and try not to judge, but when I look into your eyes, I could feel God's love. Who is Gilbert Sines? It's pretty hard to say. I'm a man living his life through Christ every single day. My entire life, I succumbed to sin. But after finding God, it was like a brand new beginning. My entire life, I have to been chasing. My entire life, I've been chasing wealth. Then I finally got a career in mental health. Back in the days, I used to be a recluse. And in the past, I had my issues with substance abuse. Shortly after that, my life was saved. God laid a new plan in my life. I began to understand, and through God, I chose to live his plan. Soon, I became interested in the brain and human biology. I earned a bachelor's degree from UCF in psychology, and in the process, developed a new theology. Got my life together, and everything was cool. Then I finally earned my master's degree at Nova Graduate School. Been fighting anxiety and depression almost every day, but I eventually let God take that all away. I pray that he leads me through the struggle each day and protects my soul from drifting farther away. Who is Gilbert Sines? It's so hard to say because he has a different personality day by day, and you can buy his book on eBay. God gave me a talent to be the best person I can. And through my writings, I try to understand the best way to achieve God's plan. Gilbert's gift from God didn't develop until very, very late. He had to learn to appreciate the work he could create and accept writing poems as his fate. I'm an old soul with only one goal, and through God, nothing is impossible. Gilbert Sines comes from a soul that is really old, and finding God was like finding a pot of gold. When I found God, my life was saved. My path in life, he paved my way. And in this game of life that I'm forced to play, meeting God changed who I am, and my life made sense once he revealed his plan. Life punctured my soul like a knife, and there were many times I wanted to take my life. I have done things with girls in the past that I regret, when I thought that I met the one I wasn't ready for yet. Getting hurt many times, so I had to detach, because I refused to be imprisoned by my past. Who is Gilbert Sines is not an easy answer. My astronomical zodiac sign is a Cancer. Another part of me that I don't want you to see is that I have been diagnosed with bipolar and ADHD that never got in the way of me earning my master's degree. But below all the success, my life still feels empty. I live my life out of love, not hate, and I'm constantly searching for my soulmate, and I hope I meet her before I spiritually reincarnate. Trying to find love, I had to go through hell. There were times I fell, and before finding her love, my life was just an empty shell. This poem is Gilbert Sines, and he's a broken man who leans on God to help him stand. Treat others like you want to be treated, and always be humble even when you're defeated. Gilbert Sines is a poet living here on this earth and likes to help others to find self-worth. Who is Gilbert Sines? Sounds kind of odd, but Gilbert Sines is a man who gave his life to God. Thank you. Again, thank you for tuning in for this special Christmas episode of Spiritually Reincarnated. Merry Christmas to everybody out there on behalf of everybody at the network, NHISG Network, to all you and all your family members. Have a Merry Christmas. This next poem is one, because, you know, we're about to go to a new year, and, you know, this actually a new generation, or a new century, generation, whatever you call it, we're about to enter 2020. And, you know, from 2000 to 2020, there are a lot of people, a lot of loved ones that aren't here no more, and it probably still hurts. And this is this kind of like a tribute for this Christmas. It's my poem called Whispers from Beyond. I wrote it after a funeral. And this poem is just, you know what, let's just take a moment, just a second, not to depress you or anything, but just to remember the loved ones that are not here with us. That provided, you know, the beautiful Christmases from the past. This poem is for them, and this is just a time just to reflect, and this poem is called Whispers from Beyond. When a loved one dies, we all start grieving, while their souls are leaving. This is the end cycle of a human being, and it doesn't matter what religion you believe in. We all have to battle that inner demon and find the grace of God to believe in. Whispers from beyond, just grazing through time. As I reincarnate into a different lifeline, I feel like a sitting duck stranded in this lower spiritual plane that consists of consciousness which can burn out like a flame. I just witnessed a brother take his last breath. Then I go to his funeral to mourn his death. We are human and will eventually die, but there is no need to cry, because we will all be free from living this lie. We will get our wings and fly, and the memories we create reflect inside an angel's cry. A teardrop shatters down my eye, trying to create a legacy while time rapidly passes by. I fall down on my knees and pray and listen closely to what God has to say. It's the grace that got me through every passing day. Life can be a battle as we try to do things our way, kind of like driving a car down a never-ending highway. Soul is forever, and it precedes death. Our physical body will shed as our souls progress to a higher form of consciousness. When our souls pass over, there is no sadness or regret, and all our pain and suffering disappears until there is none left. Whispers from beyond remain in my memory. My friend's soul is gone from his physical body, but his soul is with God, so I know he's happy. Goodbye, my friend. I hate to see you go, but like the tide in the ocean, we must roll with the flow. Every passing minute is quiet and doesn't make a sound, and with every click of time, it's just another chance to turn it all around. As you look at your body just lying beneath the dirt, you are sorry for your transgressions and anyone you ever hurt. This life has taken you for a ride as you look at your life from the outside. Underneath this blanket full of stars, your life slowly fades away like smoke from cigars. As your soul sheds from your physical body, you appreciate the beautiful life that God has blessed to be. Whispers from beyond that we can barely hear. Listen to them closely before they slowly disappear. Stuck under the sea, and in the clouds of consciousness. You dig your grave as your body remains lifeless. Your head is down, just looking upon this earth as you apologize for all your wrongs for whatever it's worth. Here you lie, just facing, staring down destiny. You don't want to leave, but deep down inside, you know that's how it has to be. Your life, you left your mark and sacrificed so much. And now you're ready to feel God's healing touch. Like an old sailor after a battle in the sea, you ask for forgiveness and pray for God's mercy. I do not believe that I will never see you again. One day we'll be together and happy, my friend. This is not the end. It's a brand new beginning. Once we exit this crazy world that we live in, no longer afraid and blinded by pride, you leave your sin in your body where you once died. Whispers from beyond say there's no need to cry. You have your wings in heaven, and now you can fly. That poem was a it's called Whispers from Beyond, and that one was kind of you know, it was written after a funeral, but you know, now we're taking time, you know, kind of just to remember those past, you know, maybe those people, those past loved ones that are not here, that are on the other side. And speaking of other side, you know what? A lot of my poems are dream based, and I believe that I visited heaven in a dream and I wrote about it, and that's what this poem is called. It's part of my series, that's in my new book, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place. This is part of that series, That Place. This is when I visited heaven. This is a dream-based poem. I kind of wrote it in the middle of the night. I couldn't go back to sleep until I finished writing it. And but anyway, this goes out. This is kind of like a poem of what heaven looks like. And on this beautiful Christmas weekend, I think we could use a good heaven poem. And this is called A Night in Heaven. I lay my head and just imagine how it would be like to spend a night in heaven. The love of God flowing endlessly. I can stare out the window overlooking eternity. The moon would shine so beautiful and bright, reflecting off the love from the Holy Spirit's light. People would not fight and everything would be all right. What I would do for just one night. I would not have to worry about any disease like cancer. And whatever the problem, God always has the answer. I would feel the breeze and hear the sound of the ocean nearby. And I can see the shadows from the angels at night when they fly. A night in heaven, I would never want it to end, where my soul could transcend, and everywhere I go, I'm surrounded by friends. All my hurt and pain would disintegrate. I'm free from anger and free from hate. I would look out my window on a cold, dark night as I'm engulfed in love from the God's beautiful white light. A night in heaven, I would dance the night away and wake up next to my soulmate every single day. A night in heaven, I would want to stay, where there is no hunter and there is no prey. My soul would finally be able to rest as I lay my head upon the Savior's chest. A night in heaven, what would I sacrifice? I would take a nap under the tree of life. The sun would set, there would be no regret, creating memories that I could never forget. I would let my imagination run wild to an end, then let my creativity come out and let my soul transcend. Everything in heaven is so peaceful and serene. This is the place I visit whenever I dream. Imagine a place where there is no sickness or death, and you become closer to God with every single breath. Imagine one night where racism does not exist. You're free from the chaos creating all the myths. Imagine a night where we hold hands and unite together, and everyone is of us stay young forever. You can hear the breeze blowing through the trees as you drop to your knees with God's love helping your soul feel at ease. A night in heaven I dream of every day. It's beyond my consciousness, not that far away. It would be one of the most beautiful nights that I can ever think of. And no matter what happens, you always feel God's love. The love in heaven so pure, and the love in heaven is so real and pure, and it makes all your earthly problems quickly disappear. I visit heaven every night in my dreams, and when I awake, I write about the most beautiful things. Life is a game where you must have to pick up and choose. Sometimes when you think you win, you actually lose. When I'm in heaven, I don't ever want to fight. What I would do to stay for just one night. And that was A Night in Heaven from my new book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2. That was like a little something, kind of like, you know, to lighten up the mood. It is Christmas time. Wow, we were a little bit over past half of the hour. Time really flies. I'll tell you what, we're going to come back. We're going to do a couple of loved ones. I'm going to take you out to loved ones. But we're going to get in the Christmas spirit when we come back right after this. Merry Christmas. This is Spiritually Reincarnated live from Orlando, Florida. Gods are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not
just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
As mortal human beings, it appears that the essence of our existence is to constantly recapture consciousness and relive images of it floating aimlessly in the rift of time. We want to recapture time and relive the most memorable moments of it. A poet's job is to curate words that stimulate the part of our brain so that we can re-experience positive endeavors. A poem has a certain type of energy to it that creates certain type of emotions dependent upon the listener. Through a poet's words is how we express our point of view and the type of feelings and emotions that our words create depends upon the reaction of our viewers. Gilbert Sines, spiritually reincarnated to that place. That is one of the outros of it. And, that's going to be part of my new book. My new album has been delayed. It was supposed to come out yesterday, but it's been delayed now. I'll have more information on that. We're working on that right now. So it should only be delayed by probably a couple of weeks. But this is keeping on the lighter side. I want to invite everybody to like Gilbert Sines poetry on YouTube and Facebook. I have over 11,000, close to 12,000 views of my video, The Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. And it's a really good video. It's promoting the album. That's one of the songs on the album. And I want to invite everybody to like it. And this is a poem called Unconditional Love. This poem is part of my album. Usually it has music to it, but I'm going to do kind of an a cappella version of it tonight. And this is a special Christmas to all you single, all you ladies out there. Or, you know, maybe single guy, maybe you just got out of a bad relationship, whatever. This poem is called Unconditional Love. It doesn't matter to me whatever you went through. Until my end of days, I promise to always love you. Nobody can imagine what I went through. As the winds of time mercilessly blew, I promise one day I will drop to one knee. And casually, I will ask you to marry me. I don't care who you've been with or what you have done. I will never love you any less because you are the one. Unconditional love with somebody that I can cherish. A fire that will continue to burn long after we both perish. Her love is the glue that holds my heart together. A bond so strong that will last forever. There is one thing that you should know about me, is that I'm capable of loving you unconditionally. I really don't care about your sexual history, and what happens next is the only thing that matters to me. All I want for you is to hold me tight, because searching for you has been such a hard, bitter fight. Her body feels so wet and tight. Our bodies unite. We are two lost souls inside the cold, dark night. Unconditional love, a bond that can never be broken. As we both watch the sun come up over the ocean, you have no idea of the hell I went through, but it was all worth it once I found you. Unconditional love that has been reincarnated, a bond so strong it can't be separated. This love started out as just a fling, like a spark igniting a fire in the middle of spring. She is the only thing, and I hope that she can understand that I can't imagine the sight of her with another man. Sometimes I feel just so alone. Her love is the closest thing that feels like home. We are two lost souls seeking God's kingdom. Unconditional love that matters so much to me. Her love is so pure, lasting through eternity. She is like a golden pearl washing up in the shore. I can love her in a way no man has ever loved her before. I will share with her God's love as it flows through me. Together we can both come alive spiritually. All the love poems I write, they are all about her, as the echoes of time continue to whisper. Every poem that I write, I mean every word, from every adjective to every single verb. Unconditional love that will never die. Through God's love, it will only multiply. In this life, there are many different types of love, and I promise to be loyal to her even after push comes to shove. I promise that I will love her unconditionally, the type that will reincarnate for eternity. That poem is called Reincarnated Love. Let's see, 46. And I have a couple other poems. This is just enough. I don't want to do too many with the love poems, because I got a couple other poems that I want to do here. And you know what? I like this poem. This poem is called The Call of an Angel. Our lives first start out as a cell. Soon we excel, learning to break out of our shell. Like a seed transforming into a flower, God will empower, and my soul will tower with his love that will shower me. This life is only temporary. Our body aches, our body acts as a cocoon, allowing our souls to eventually bloom. Like a rose opening its petals in the middle of the afternoon. As we live our lives, we see temporary pleasure. And finding God for me was like finding a hidden treasure. All of the pain from the past hurts quite a bit. If we don't let go, then we become imprisoned by it. The call of an angel whispers in my ears, providing the type of peace that diminishes all my fears. Death is never really the end, as our souls blossom from our bodies and begin to transcend. The call of an angel, so peaceful and serene, its voice echoes in the most distant part of my dreams. As the sky opens, here comes an angel and a disciple. Soon rains down God's army led by St. Michael. The battle cry starts a biblical war as the archangels come from heaven and begin to soar. The call of an angel takes away my breath. The call of an angel gets even louder after death. In my entire life, I felt like I'm from the outside looking in, like a feather from an eagle being blown around mercilessly in life's wind. There is no angel that's going to save me until my soul sheds my skin and starts my new journey. With God, I always win, and his love guides me to a new dimension. The call of an angel, so loud and clear, I can hear them whisper inside of my ear. Every time my ear picks up an angel sound, it reminds me that God is always around. The winds of life continue to blow, and the scars from time continue to grow, but it's only through God that I'm able to let it all go. The call of an angel falling down upon me is the sound of God's love and his mercy. Long after my present seer is gone, like a star, my soul will shine on. Like a call from an angel, my messages will remain strong. That poem is called The Call from an Angel. And I'm looking real quick. I have to take a drink of water there to kind of get my voice back. I want to do a poem real quick, and then I lead us out with a love poem. And this poem is a tribute to St. Michael, my guardian angel. And that's the name of this poem. It's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated, that's out on eBay. Just type Google in Spiritually Reincarnated. You should be able to find it. This is my tribute to St. Michael. When hope is gone and I'm in despair, I do not worry because I know you are there. The shadow of darkness blocking the light. Your love will persevere and I will be all right. You're a strong standing warrior. I know that's true. After my demise, I will join forces with you. You're the light in the sky shining through the storm. You have always protected me since the day I was born. When the winds pick up and the clouds are near, I have no fear because I know you're here. You're the missing piece of the puzzle that I've been searching for so long. You are my last bit of hope when everything else goes wrong. Nobody can comprehend just how much you mean to me. I will be at your side for eternity. You got your hands dirty, all in God's name. I want you to know that I will do the same. You cast out demons on a spiritual level, and for the remains of Moses, you defeated the devil. You're my inspiration, a hero, and a friend, and I will fight with you until the very end. United we stand, together we shall fall. If that ever happens, then God help us all. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'm here every Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And what was this last poem? Merry Christmas to everybody. This is a special Christmas time, special part of year. You know, I want to thank everybody for supporting my work. On Facebook, we have 11,000, close to 12,000 views, Gilbert Science Poetry. And on YouTube, we have over 7,400 views, something like that. So thank you for supporting my work. I want to wish everybody and your families a Merry Christmas. On behalf of me and the network, NHISD Network, we just don't do sports. We do 1 hour spoken word every Saturday. We want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas to all your families. And I'm going to take us out with, I always like to take us out with a love poem. And this poem is called The Ballerina Dancer. And I guess this will be kind of like my my Christmas poem to you. This is called The Ballerina Dancer. And I don't want to say it goes out to ladies out there because this one goes out to everybody. This is my Christmas present to you, and this is called The Ballerina Dancer. It's on my album, The Heart of a God, coming out soon. I'll let you know more about that. Merry Christmas, everybody. Here is The Ballerina Dancer. Let me take a drink of water before I do this, and we'll end it with The Ballerina Dancer. Thank you, everybody, for spending your Christmas weekend with me. It means a lot, and I really appreciate it. Here is The Ballerina Dancer. Watching her hair wave in the air. Every time she dances, I can't help but stare. The music starts playing. Inside my mind, it's emotionally raining, but I'm not complaining. The way she moves her body is just so amazing. She is the ballerina dancer that is dancing in a dream. Her touch feels like water in heaven flowing down winter springs. The ballerina dancer has managed to dance her way into my heart. Watching her move her body as her legs spread apart. The sight of her dancing, if I could only paint a picture. Describing her beauty is like writing a biblical scripture. When she starts dancing, I could feel her love. It takes me above the universe. As I move back and watch her rehearse. They say that love is a curse, but I'm addicted to every verse. Trying to think of her first and not let all my emotions burst. I see the ballerina dancer dancing every day. The sound of the music takes all my problems away. Behind her eyes lies such a beautiful soul. But our fate is something we can't always control. The ballerina dancer makes me lose my mind. Every time she starts to grind, the curve of her hips and her lips blossom like tulips, with so much passion sprinkling out of her fingertips, like a seed being blown around in the wind, just waiting for fate to eventually happen. I would move heaven and earth to prove to her my worth, a love that has been reincarnated long before our birth. Her love sets me free, and she is the only thing in my life that makes me happy. The ballerina dancer has seduced my mind. I can see her grind all the time. Every time I watch her dance, I can't help but think romance as I take a chance and hand her my heart because it's in bits of pieces and all torn apart. Her love takes me beyond the atmosphere, and I would do anything to have her right here. Just having her around helps me see clear. Ballerina dancer, she looks so fine. The music has taken over my mind, and I wish all the time that she can be mine. I could see the ballerina dancer dancing at night in a dream. The movement of her body so peaceful and serene, and every time she dances, she looks so amazing.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for spoken word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing more. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go to anywhere.
Sometimes I believe that I'm emotional. I can't fly high, I can't go low. See, I got a million tomorrow, I don't know.